Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm Damien O'Maris here with the Sports News. Morning, Damien.
Gavin, good morning to you. Great pictures on the front of all of the papers this morning. Ireland celebrating a fifth medal of the Paris Paralympic Games. A first gold after a brilliant performance, simply, from Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly in the women's Paracycling B time trial yesterday. The pair finished the 28.3-kilometre course over a minute and 23 seconds clear of the field. It's the second medal of the Games for Katie George, following her silver with Eve McChrystal in the track individual pursuit. It's a remarkable seventh Paralympic medal of a brilliant career, her fourth gold in all, and she still has the road race to come with Linda tomorrow. James Scully, double Paralympian swimmer, is with me. Morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Damien.
We had you in to talk about Roisin Éireann and the swimming, but just on Katie George, a seventh medal, a fourth gold. She's now medalled at three games. She's competed at four in all. Like, this is a torchbearer for Irish sport, a phenomenal athlete.
Absolutely incredible. And the brilliant thing is that she's switched partners. She's gone with the great Eve McChrystal for a long time, and now Linda switching. She's actually medalled with both of them at this Games already. So it's brilliant to see that switch up in terms of partners, because visually impaired athletes rely totally on the pilot in the bike. So great to see that relationship she's able to build with multiple different pilots.
Just the longevity and the level of success, like that says an awful lot about not just talent, but commitment to the sport and dedication to the sport.
Oh, 100%. Katie George has that champion's mentality. She's absolutely phenomenal. When she goes to Games, especially over the last three, there's it's actually a certainty that she's going to pick up a medal, and almost a certainty that it's going to be gold most of the time, which is just phenomenal. Like, you don't see that often in Ireland, but Katie George is one of those athletes that keeps coming back and back again and getting us on the podium, and we see her on the vein once again.
And that's so important for the team in the village as well, to see that brilliance alongside them, but to be able to tap into that, and that's part of the culture that exists within this team.
Oh, fundamental. When you see within your own sport, when you see one of your teammates win a medal, it's brilliant. But Team Ireland, when medals come in, it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's continuing the trend of girl power this time around. All five of our medals are from women, and all visually impaired women at that.
Yeah, I think 24 of the 35 team female as well. So, yeah, the girls are definitely putting the boys to shame. You're going to be busy over the course of the day with the swimming. Quieter day all in for Team Ireland. Roisin Éireann in the second of two heats in the women's 100 metres breaststroke SB13 just after 10 o'clock. Eight fastest overall would advance. She's talking her chances down a little bit. She's obviously already secured a silver and a bronze medal from these games. Is there a bit of maybe psychology at play here, that maybe a bit of deflection?
Potentially, yeah. Maybe she might just be playing it down to keep a little bit calm going into this race. You don't want to, it depends on the swimmer. Some want to oomph things up. That would have been my strategy. But then others just want to keep it cool and level. Roisin has a phenomenal chance this evening. Heats first, we won't get ahead of ourselves, but if she should get comfortably into the final, and then there's a couple of women, there's Rebecca Redfern, I think it is, the great British swimmer, she'd probably be the favourite. She's a little step ahead based on this year's rankings, but Roisin's absolutely in the mix after that. I think her best this year is 117, so there's a couple of girls around that time, but it's all to play for.
When we look overall from an Irish perspective, there was talk in advance of 8 to 10 medals. Maybe in hindsight that was a little bit optimistic. But how should we reflect on Paris to date from an overall Irish performance?
Yeah, I think it was somewhat optimistic, especially the 10. Like, there was a lot of very, very marginal calls in there. But I suppose that's what you have to do. You put in the marginal calls and then you see what you do. From a swimming perspective, it is mixed. Roisin is absolutely storming ahead and having phenomenal performance. Two medals already, potentially a third. But that is in contrast with Ellen and Nicole, who will be very disappointed with their performance as well. Ellen, phenomenal ambassador to the sport. She's going out in a high from her journey's perspective, but she will be disappointed. Potentially Ellen and Nicole, their best performances would have still secured medals, so there will have to be a bit of reflection after the games on what went wrong there.
You've a busy day ahead. Thanks very much for starting it with us. It's James Scully there, and worth mentioning as well that Katie George and Linda will be chatting to Mary after 8 o'clock here on the programme. In soccer, Republic of Ireland captain Katie McKay played a central role last night as Arsenal beat Rangers 6-0, this in their UEFA Champions League first round qualifying semi-final. Saoirse Noonan scored a hat-trick as Celtic beat the Finnish side Cups by 3-1, while the League of Ireland champions Piemont United also booked a place in another of the first round qualification finals, beating the Belarusian side Dinamo BGU yesterday morning. This season's UEFA Nations League commences this evening. The champions Spain are away to Serbia in Group 4 of League A. Scotland host Poland in A1, while Northern Ireland welcome Luxembourg to Belfast in C3. There's also one big game in the Premier Division of the Men's League of Ireland. Dundalk could move off the foot of the table with victory over St Patrick's Athletic. All of those matches tonight kick off at 7:45. Home favourite Jessica Pegula has beaten the world number one Iga Swiatek in straight sets at the US Open, and in the process reaches her first ever Grand Slam semi-final. She'll now face Karolina Muschova. England's 25th seed Jack Draper has also reached the final four of a Grand Slam for the first time in his career after beating Alex de Minaur. The world number one Jannik Sinner now awaits him. Eddie Dunbar is 14th overall ahead of stage 18 of La Vuelta. The race will end on Sunday. He's over 12 minutes down on Australia's Ben O'Connor, who holds a 5-second lead over Primoz Roglic in general classification. Darren Rafferty is 67th in general classification overall. Rory Townsend in 16th place is the leading Irish rider ahead of stage 3 of the Tour of Britain, while Mia Griffin took victory on yesterday's opening stage of Ross Noman. Today's second stage is a 104-kilometre route from Port Leash to Mount Rath. In golf, the opening round of the DP World Tour's European Masters is just underway in Crans-sur-Sierre in Switzerland. Gary Hurley will be amongst the early afternoon starters. And there's racing at home today. Mary in Clonmel, the card there away from 4:10.